Now we have calling in Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. Now, Senator, the big thing in front of the Senate now is the bill that's theoretically coming up maybe in a new year, not coming up this year. Tell us about what's going on with the budget bill.
They're trying to pass, you know, at least $2 trillion worth of more borrowing. It's a disaster for the country. It's a wish list of big government socialism. But in the end, it'll cause more inflation. So it's a bait and switch. They try to tell you if you're poor and you want to get ahead, here's free stuff. Government's going to give you all this free stuff. But they don't tell you in the fine print that your prices at the grocery store will go up. Your prices at the gas pump will go up. It basically, it isn't really free what they're giving you. You're going to pay for it through inflation. You know, as deficits get bigger and bigger, the Federal Reserve simply prints up the money to pay for the debt. But as the new money enters the circulation, it bids prices up, and that is what inflation is. Instead of responding to this in a reasonable way and saying, wow, I've already spent way too much and borrowed too much, they're thinking we double down, and Biden says, oh, no, borrowing more is how you get rid of inflation. Well, I don't know how you can get away with something exactly the opposite of the truth and not be shouted down. But that's what they're doing. They're promoting borrowing more money as a way to combat inflation.
Senator, what else would you like to tell the American people? I mean, you're an honest guy, and you tell it the way it is.
You know, I think that when you look around the country, one of the most amazing things is they tried to completely damage the economy through the lockdown. They tried to squelch it. They tried to ruin our country. And the resilience of American capitalism was able to survive through all of this. We will come out of this on the other side, but we've got to get these people out of our businesses, out of our personal lives, out of our medical decisions, out of our decision whether to go to school or whether to go to church. We need to resist. And I think people are. People are finally getting aware of this. And most of the restrictions on our liberties are not based on science. They're based on whims. They're based on basically Fauci's impulse to authoritarianism is what I call it. His gut reaction, his immediate knee-jerk reaction to everything is to take away your liberty. I mean, look, all they had to hear was a sniff of this new variant from South Africa, and they're freaking out with all the new things they're going to require you to do. There was an article yesterday by the woman who discovered it, the doctor in South Africa, and she's completely annoyed with everybody in the world doing this. She says, look, we did a service to you. We told you there's a new variant, but so far no one's been hospitalized by it in our country. No one has died from it, and you're repaying us by saying nobody from South Africa can travel to your country. The travel bans aren't going to work. The new variant is in over half of the states in our country. It's in 40 different countries. There's no travel ban that's going to stop this. And we don't even yet know whether it's a good or a bad thing. If it turns out that it's much less dangerous and it crowds out the Delta variant, it might be a blessing in disguise.
It looks like the Omicron is not that dangerous. Senator, you've been in Washington for a while. There's a few common sense Democrats. Are they finally realizing what's going on?
Well, you know, it looks like the latest $2 trillion big government socialist wish list is right now dead on arrival. You know, Manchin looks like he's not going to vote for it, and they need every vote. So, yeah, I think Manchin has done a great deal to try to slow down this you know, fast-moving train that is going to wreck us. So, yes, Sinema has also been said to be one that's trying to slow things down. Now, push is going to come to shove at some point. Your favorite senator up there, Chuckie Schumer, is going to push a vote at some point. And when he does, that's the question. You know, which way will Schumer go? Will Schumer have will Manchin have the guts to oppose it when push comes to shove and there's a vote? They're talking about having a vote before Christmas. We'll find out something in the next couple weeks. A lot of times they don't like to lose. They don't like to put forward a bill they're going to lose on. But Manchin has been telling him put it forward, so we'll see what happens. He's also been saying things that I've been saying, that inflation is a big problem in our country and that we need to not be borrowing more money in the midst of an inflationary spiral. I think really what's happened, and I find it in my state in particular, is that the Democrats are in favor of some things that are truly dangerous, truly startling, and truly so radical that most people in America are not for it. Defunding the police is one. Yeah. Even they are recognizing that that is so unpopular and such a bizarre notion that nobody's for it, that it's going to lead them to catastrophic losses.
Well, Senator Rand Paul, thank you so much for everything you do for our country and continue to speak out for your country. And Merry Christmas and God bless you.
Same to you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.